You're listening to SBS News.
Its name is Spirit, the space industry responsive intelligent thermal, a nanosatellite designed to launch the Australian space industry into the final frontier. Deputy Principal Investigator Dr. Airlie Chapman from the University of Melbourne, calling the project arguably the most ambitious Australian civil space mission in decades.
For the Australian industry, I think this is huge. For civil aviation or civil aerospace, I would say this is one of the biggest things since the Federation spacecraft, which was 20 years ago.
It's taken just 2 years to construct the shoebox-sized satellite, complete with selfie stick and a construction manual that investigators refer to as the IKEA Assembly Guide. Designed and built by the Melbourne Space Laboratory at the University of Melbourne, backed by an Australian-Italy syndicate. Principal Investigator Professor Michele Trenti from the School of Physics at the University of Melbourne says the pace at which the project has progressed shows just how far the Australian space industry has come.
The space industry in Australia, after a little bit of a slow start, is now really blossoming.
Booked for launch in 2023 in the United States, Spirit's origami panel design will unfold after it's deployed.
Fantastic.
Dr. Airlie Chapman says much of its technology is world first.
Innovations in thermal control, innovations in communications, innovations in thruster systems, and innovations in autonomy on board, all of which are first of their kind.
The Australian Space Agency is injecting almost $4 million into the project with the hope it'll spark a billion-dollar return by attracting future investment capital. Professor Michele Trenti says Spirit's launch early next year will be a major milestone in the evolution of the Australian space industry.
Projects such as Spirit will help to establish the maturity of the space sector and show that Australia is ready to do big business internationally.
The Australian Space Agency is saying it aims to triple the sector's contribution to the national GDP to $12 billion and establish Australia as a space-faring nation by the end of the decade. Abby Dinham, SBS News.